Links Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are starting the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got my friend Pete Brandish with me right now. You know, Peter put out a very interesting message that we put up on our site last Thursday. It has to do with his views on the potential of the price of gold, number one, in the future, and the potential price direction of various gold stocks. Now in the Palm Springs area right now, getting ready to speak at a Cambridge House conference. And I know the subject on everybody's mind right now, Pete, is just how bad is this market going to get? My personal opinion is I don't think it can get much worse, and I think we have no place to go but up price-wise, both in the price of gold and the price of silver, certainly, and also in terms of the gold stocks. What does Peter Brandish say?
Well, a few weeks ago, I noted on my blog that we had come to a technical point which almost was certain that we were going to have a major move. And I said my heart was for the upside, but my brain thought otherwise. And therefore, I suggested refraining from any purchase of gold unless we went down to the bottom of what's been a training range, which is in the 1500 to 1525, 1700, or we closed above 1700. My heart was unfortunately hurt because obviously we broke out of that to the downside. And as you said, it's about as pessimistic as I've ever seen, quite frankly, right, with a move that's not even 10% to the downside. Now, that's probably a positive. We won't know that for a few more weeks, that so much bearishness has built up in really not that big of a move to the downside. This is very within a corrective phase from a technical standpoint. What I find interesting is you could almost pull the Texas of previous declines in the last 10 years at key points. One, when we first tried to get through the old highs of 750-800, the second time when we were at 1,000, and the third time when we broke 1,200 and then tested 1,000. The very same things that were said back then are being said now. The gold bull market's over, da-da-da-da-da, and many of the same reasons given then will be given now. And like a broken clock, which is right twice a day, this time those folks could be right. And one of the ways that we would know them more chances of being right is if we broke below 1,500. Like you, I don't think it's happening, but we can't rule that out. And like I said, the next couple weeks on how we trade will go a long way to decide whether or not this is just a correction and you and I and the few that are really strong bulls were right, or for whatever reason, something that we may not know of or we've suggested is happening but it's out of our control might win the day. So I really think the absolute best thing anybody could do right now is just move to the sidelines, take a look at the volatility, and it's clearly in the bears' camp now. They have the momentum. They have all the technical traders. They have the manipulation. I put up today an excellent piece that a gentleman wrote and noted how much and how almost every day in a certain period of time on the COMEX, the gold price is hammered. And that's just too coincidental to be just coincidence that something else is happening. Other forces are involved. So by and large, let's wait a few days to a couple weeks, and then let's make an assessment after that.
Well, I would make a couple of comments right now. Number one, Rick Ackerman, who I think is one of the best technicians out there, did a daily segment with me earlier in the week that we ran on Kitco. And in that segment, he basically said, I can almost guarantee from a technical standpoint that gold is going to continue to trade in a range. And he said, I think that range is somewhere in the low to mid 1500s on the bottom end, then upwards of 1800 on the high end. Now, I'm not a technician, Pete, as our listeners are painfully aware of that, but I think that that's true from a totally different standpoint, and that is, you know, I was chatting with a fellow yesterday who will also be attending the Cambridge House Conference down here in Indian Wells, and he said, Corlin, what do you think? You've been in this business a long time, and I said, I think we're at a point right now where the fundamentals, quite frankly, are so bad for, you know, the economies around the world that I think there's a very good chance right now that you're going to see a major, major change in the way economies are working. And I think that can be nothing but positive for gold because there's no other store of value out there. You know, I was hoping and praying that this would never happen, but I got to tell you, I think things are so bad right now that there is probably as much as a 50% chance of the economy is basically imploding. And I think you're going to see some major, major reorganization. I mean, Powell, for example, was taking the United States. We got the 1st of March right around the corner, okay? 1st of March, we're talking about having tremendous spending cuts that are absolutely necessary. If those spending cuts go into effect, you're going to see some tremendous social unrest in the United States. Other side of the coin, if those spending cuts don't go into effect, people are sooner rather than later going to realize that the U.S. economy is just a house of cards. And confidence, I think, is going to go away. And I think that can be nothing, Pete, long-term, but positive for gold and silver. Comments?
Well, I agree with you that, you know, we certainly are in a fragile state, not only in the U.S., but in several economies around the world. I do want to point out, and I said to others in this past week or so, that even if the budget cuts come through as they say they can, which I don't think they always come to a way of pushing the can down the road even further,
right.
It's still a very small amount to the whole deficit itself. So I don't get too worked up on that. What I know is this, and this is what's real interesting, and it's been overlooked, and I know why, because the media, like I've always told everybody, is just like the financial world in general. They're anti-gold to begin with. They root for stocks and bonds. I understand that. I can appreciate if I was them. And they don't want to see a higher gold price. But what's real interesting is, if, let's just say, the future is that gold peak collapses, it falls several hundred dollars, but one of the first times ever that I can remember in almost 30 years in the business, big banks, the central banks, were on the wrong side of an investment. I mean, central banks have gone from major net sellers to major buyers of gold. And we just saw just before this decline started how much so reported by the World Gold Council in the fourth quarter of last year. I just can't imagine that many people have been wrong, who are now saying it yet again that the bear market is coming, gold is peak, are going to end up right. And the central banks, who've been really on the right side of gold for many years, the ones that didn't sell it when other ones were, and now they're buying it when the general public is selling it, I can't imagine they end up wrong. I really rather take my chances with China and Russia buying gold than going against gold because some latest, you know, person has put out an all-out sell on the gold market. So my confidence is shaken. I wouldn't want, you know, maybe that's because, you know, you get beaten up by people who seem to think you're at fault because the gold price declined, and I don't mean you, I mean me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I know nothing has changed on the fundamentals, and like you pointed out, if anything, things are worse now than they were when gold was several hundred dollars lower.
I think things are terrible right now, and I think people are just beginning to realize that. Pete, let's switch over real quick. Talk about the gold stocks. We're at all-time lows right now. I mean, I haven't seen a market like this since the early 1980s, very early 1980s. Do you think it's going to turn in the foreseeable future?
As you know, since last spring, summer, I've been a believer that the market can't rally, that there has to be some serious changes in the industry. I think a good piece that circled around a lot, John Kaiser has gotten a lot of good press coverage for his recent comments and essays on the condition of the actual market, and I think that's the case. But it's come so low now, and literally pennies on the shares for companies that have a net asset value multiple times in the current market cap, that the only conceivable way that they could even go considerably lower is for gold to break down and get below 1,500. Without that happening, we're at the lows. There's just not yet any mechanism in place to make them go up as a group dramatically higher. But, you know, it's just too late in the sell side of these things. And realistically, if you look at this market in the last couple of weeks and you live it and breathe it like you and I do, it's a no-bid market. It's not really a lot of selling. It's limited selling that does create more selling into no bids.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Pete Grandage. Pete is very seldom wrong, I have to say that. But, you know, as he has said over the months and years that I've known him, nothing in this world is guaranteed. But, Pete, all of that makes a lot of sense. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
you've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're doing a remote Big Al is down in the desert. We're going to continue right now. Jeff and I are going to continue chatting on the same subject, the subject of gold, where the price of gold, where people think it's going to go, and the price of gold stocks. Got Trader Raj on the line with me right now. Roger, this has been a tough week for gold. Actually, it's been a tough almost month for gold. It has not done anywhere near what some folks thought it was going to do is in a short period of time, as in within 2 months ago or so. What are your comments as to where you think gold is going to go vis-a-vis over the next 6 months or so?
On the short term, Al, I think we've got a situation where you've got this debt ceiling fight coming on Friday, which could move markets in any direction. The next thing is the stocks do not want to sell despite the toppiness in the markets and the technicals, and I think you're going to see higher stocks basically across the board. Those kinds of trades are anti-gold. The other thing you're going to see is you're going to see a rising dollar, and the dollar, when it goes up, of course, precious metals go down. The commodity baskets have been sold en masse by some of the big commodity traders. When they sell a basket, primarily they're selling 50% oil, but grain, gold, and all the other stuff is in there too. Consequently, it puts pressure on everything. Gold didn't really quite fall as far as I thought it would. The low was 1569 on the April futures. Last price I can see now, 1572. I think that you're going to see prices go sideways to down probably until some of this stock market stuff cools off and the debt ceiling thing is resolved. On the other hand, if the debt ceiling event was a shock, if it's perceived to be a shock, what can happen is that on a fear of security trade, gold and silver could turn around and go right back up. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that if there's a problem with the debt ceiling event on Friday, I think the president will squash it with executive order, or the GOP will cave in and give him what he wants. So we get more inflation, which is good for the long pull for the for gold, and also the dollar is going to go weaker, but not for quite some time. With the euro going down, the U.S. dollar is going up, and that is pressuring gold quite a bit right now. Theoretically, we could stay flat to down all the way to summer. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but it very well could. How low is low? I still think 1555 is low. I think that by the end of the year, the high could be as high as 1923, the former high, but also we could have a modest increase in gold in the next few days, which could take it back to probably another $30 or $40 higher, probably 1608. I think that's very logical.
Roger, this is Jeff Dice. You know, interesting, I've heard Mark Skousen, the economist, talking lately about how he got his fund people out of gold about a year ago because he saw what he termed as dumb money coming in. In other words, when you see the constant commercials on Fox News and everything, and you see the guy outside the jewelry store saying, "We buy gold," you know, that sort of thing. And we've also heard Jimmy Rogers speak recently about how he's not selling gold, but he's not buying it either, at least at current valuations about a month ago when he made those comments. I just wondered, you know, do you see that there's, at least in the minds of some people, maybe a bubble in gold? They're not viewing it the same way that we are. I mean, obviously we're looking at the fundamentals of the dollar and other currency plays, but have we been in a bubble in gold and we just don't realize it?
I don't really think we're in a bubble. I think that these hard events as far as selling occur once every three and a half years. And the last one was 08, 09, in the middle of the year of 08, I believe. And that's just a normal technical cycle. On the overall whoopsie on gold, I'm thinking my call is 2960 as a minimum high by the year 2017. We're in 2013 now. So that's a few years out. Now, there's some other mitigating factors that can come in as well. I'm expecting some scandals, potential scandals in the White House. That may or may not happen. We're also looking for potential big problems in the Middle East that would certainly drive up commodities. There's so many unknowns, Jeff, that it's difficult to really pinpoint the timing and the price. I think that gold, however, does remain in the long trend higher, but you get these intermittent pullbacks, and the higher we go in price, the deeper the correction on a pullback. By example, if gold was $3,000 and we got a normal pullback correction, it theoretically it could drop back as far as $2,150. That's a major sell. That would scare the wits out of everybody if, in fact, gold did go that high, and I think that it will. So, you know, keep in mind that, you know, with a strong dollar, strong stocks, these messed up politics right now, and the 3.5-year cycle hitting us, higher dollar, higher stock markets, the deck is stacked against gold for the time being, but I'm a realist, I'm a technical analyst, and I think the gold is going to go a lot higher.
Roger, we're about 2 minutes left in this particular segment, and we're going to get you back in segment eight. But you made a call about 2-3 months ago where you were looking for a huge breakout in gold. Didn't happen. Any comments on that?
Well, we just got delayed. I mean, we hit this 3.5-year cycle, which I, quite frankly, I had forgotten about. You recall what happened to gold in 08. I mean, I'm a commodities trader, and we really got nailed. I did trade gold at the end of the year in 08, traded my way back to even,
yeah,
and got out of gracefully. I was very happy to be back to even. But I'm still contending that there's going to be a major breakout, but we are delayed. There's no question about it. You're looking at some serious problems now coming this fall in politics. This debt ceiling thing. You've got the bond market hanging on a cliff. There's so many mitigating factors here that a black swan could come in from any direction and surprise a lot of people. And if it does, and I think that it's going to, you're going to see gold and silver take off.
Well, I think you are. You know, Jeff and I talked about that in the opening segment of the program, and I am very, very much, I'm looking for a rather dramatic event to happen right around the corner. It's not going to be a black swan, because in my mind anyway, because black swans are things that just come, you know, they take people by total surprise. I think anybody who has even a modicum of common sense right now would have to realize that the United States economy is in big trouble. The United States economy is in huge trouble. I think we're right around the corner from a lot of countries in the world, and, you know, led by mainland China, to actually discontinue funding the United States as they are funding us right now by buying a lot of our debt. I got to tell you, my friend, when that happens, Katie, bar the door. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back, and then Roger will be back. Trader Roger will be back in the segment 8 to discuss commodity wars. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Jeff and I are chatting right now with, I think, one of the brightest, I guess I should say, guys in our industry, and certainly one of the most successful. That's Frank Holmes. Frank, I have a question for you that's coming from our listeners. They are very, very concerned about two issues. The first issue is, Weiss Research, for example, came out earlier in the week, and we're saying here we have the beginning of a secular bull market in the conventional markets, and they wonder how that's possible. Well, you know, it's possible because it's happening, but they're also very concerned about the disconnect between the resource segment of the stock market and the conventional segment of the stock market. You have any comments on that?
Well, I think it's important as we call it, follow the money. And one of the things you're seeing is this tremendous printing of money is showing up, and companies are buying back their stock. And that's a key factor last year. We saw redemptions out of people. We feel the sentiment is interesting. We call that climbing the wall of worry. But people, if you watch business news, you become depressed because you can't feel like you're watching a winner. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. Mm-hmm. You don't feel, neither party feels like, as an investor, that they won watching these conversations take place. But when they watch the Super Bowl, half the audience is happy and half the audience is sad.
Yeah.
So one of the best things is not listen to this negative diatribe that's taking place, and there's some real positive things that's happened in America. The average debt per person, they've woken up and they've cut their debt mm-hmm. going back to 10 years.
Yeah.
So the citizens of the country, they recognize the issues, and they've been very prudent and frugal. So I think that's a positive note. And that's also a key factor, that they have the capacity to go and borrow. And I think the other thing investors have to take a look at is that the average car on the road is 11 years old. It is now the cheapest funding that has ever been to buy a car.
Yep.
And the mileage on the cars that you get is much greater than 11 years ago.
Right.
So people are refunding to buy cars. Well, that's having this domino effect of people lending the money for that car. They get paid, the car manufacturers, the car parts, et cetera. So you're seeing an uptick. And the same thing's happening with that housing. And you're starting to see that uptick take place in San Antonio. The truck business is exploding. Toyota has a plant here, and they can't get capacity because all those workers building homes need new trucks.
Yeah.
And so these are the parts that I think are important for investors to look at that really don't make mainstream. They're really not commented on that. But if you take a look at the stock prices of Ford, of Chrysler, and these other companies, they've been a stellar performance.
Well, Frank, I noticed that when we were, you know, when Al brings up this disconnect between sort of the conventional equities market and the resource-backed small-cap market, you know, I just wonder if it's a factor of all the Fed-created money flowing into conventional things that just takes longer to trickle down to mining stock companies, or is it just a matter that we just have to work harder and accept the reality and find the diamond in the rough companies that pay royalties or do something else that excites us? Because obviously sitting on cash is not a good option at this point.
I totally agree. I think the largest hedge fund manager in the world said borrow as much as you can and get real assets now, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime gift. And I tell you, back on the juniors, you know, Al, when we did, we met in Vancouver, mm-hmm. I commented the formation of capital model. It's greatly distorted. God is so consumed on manipulation of gold, but one of the biggest manipulations that take place is in the bond markets. To think that Japan, the EU, and America rolled over $8 trillion last year below the CPI numbers. It's just remarkable that they could roll over three to 10 year money, at below the CPI number. So with that context is that all this thing affects the formation of capital model, and we have a risk averse regulatory world. They're still anchored to 2008. And that's impacting the junior market. You're also seeing ETFs. You're seeing the proliferation of ETFs, and if a stock, a company's not in an ETF, it's not getting trading volume. This is affecting the ability for companies to get financing. So there's a list of things here that want us to see. This has been a shift in that formation of capital, and where is money going into? They're flooding silver notes, gold notes. And some of these are like spots taking down 100% of some of these notes
mm-hmm.
because of the returns on capital while they're waiting for the prices to rise. The MLP industry has been booming with 6% dividends and growth each year rising, and it's building up the infrastructure for all the natural gas that's being found and the oil from fracking. So there are opportunities, and it's just shifted. And investors are putting a lot of money into the MLP space. And we're also seeing in my business is money's going into ETFs. So the business is not going into an active manager, even though if I outperform the iShares Basic Materials and iShares Energy, they are going into the ETF because this change in that formation of capital.
Kind of reading between the lines here, and I'm saying, I'm thinking that you're saying that there are opportunities out there in the resource sector, you know, which you and myself and Jeff and all of our colleagues, Brent Cook, et cetera, Doug Casey, blah, 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 are all saying you've got to be really, really cherry picking at this point in time. Maybe John Kaiser was absolutely correct when he came out a couple of months ago in his newsletter and said, you know, you're going to see probably 550 to 575 of the companies listed on the TSX Venture Exchange just drop off and go away. So maybe prudence is the key here as opposed to just pulling out of the market. Agree or disagree?
Totally agree. And a lot of these management, these CEOs of these junior companies, they don't really, well, we interview them as almost like a job interview. When they want us to put a lot of money in with them, it's a job interview.
Yeah.
And so we want to know what is their explicit knowledge and their tacit knowledge. Their explicit knowledge is, are you a geologist? Are you an engineer? Are you a finance major? Now, do you know all the buy-side analysts? Do you know all the sell-side analysts? And a lot of them don't know them. They may be geologists, but they don't know the street, so therefore they can't garner support. So that's a key factor on people relationships. The other part of the equation is that the market is saying that a lot of the problems have been low-grade deposits. So even if you have a multi-million ounce deposit that's under 1 gram, they're not going to pay up for it. And if you look at all those juniors that are less than 2 grams of gold, they're basically trading at an exploration valuation of $20 an ounce. The GDXJ of the small cap, mid cap producers is trading at $100 an ounce for those reserves.
Yeah.
So the real game here is for, if you take a look at companies that have been financing this year to date, in their programs, they have higher grade deposits, 6 gram deposits, and usually 3 million ounces or a 3 million ounce footprint that a simple geologist like Brent could turn around and say, they'll drill it, they'll get it, mm-hmm. because the mother nature's there. But there's very few deposits that have been more than 3 million ounces that's more than 6 grams or more than 5 grams. So that's another reason why you have to be very selective.
Investing in the resource market has gotten to be one heck of a lot more complicated than it was, say, 20, 25 years ago.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Okay, welcome back here to round out the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Got Trader Raj with me right now. You know, Raj, we had a very, very interesting week in gold this past week. We had some major downward movement. We had some, you know, upward movement. It's a very, very interesting situation. But, you know, I would kind of like to let that one go right now. And I'd rather talk about what is you feel, something that you feel is much more important right now than that. And that's this currency war situation. That was the featured story in your newsletter, Trader Tracks. Roger, you've been spending an awful lot of time on the currency war situation. Kind of, in, I don't know, summarize it for us, if you would, or where do you think all this is going to go?
I think the first very interesting point that most people are not understanding or have heard or remarked about is the fact that there are no authority controls on currencies. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
In other words, the SEC and various other groups do control stocks and stock trading, and also futures trading, but in currencies, and which is the biggest casino in the world. It's the Wild West, and there's no controls.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? It means anybody can pretty much do anything they want within the common rules of trading, and there's no bottoms or tops, so to speak, in some cases. And it gets pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And what's happening now is that in Japan, the new Prime Minister, Mr. Abe, coming in, has flatly said he's tired of the messes they've had over the past 20 years in depreciation and deflation. And what they're going to do is they're going to embark upon a heavy program of money and fiscal stimulus. They're going to jumpstart what they perceive as the world's third largest economy to pull it out of its third recession in 5 years. This rattled the trees in the currency group. The G20 nations had a meeting in Moscow a week or so ago, and this discussion came up. And Mr. Draghi from Europe was there, and he made the comment to everybody that they better behave themselves and not talk about this, because he was quite concerned that retaliation and or bigger problems in moves and trends in currencies could make big trouble. And he's absolutely right, because these people can do anything they want to. I mean, if a country like Russia, for example, said, we're going to increase our stimulus, we're going to drop our Russian ruble drastically, then immediately what it does for them now is it they use it as a policy tool.
Yeah.
And it makes their goods cheaper and their currency cheaper for foreign people to buy their stuff.
Yeah.
And then what happens, it turns into a big snowball and everybody jumps on the bandwagon and the whole thing goes down the drain.
I think we're in for a major black swan event. It almost wouldn't be called a black swan, because black swans typically come out of nowhere and they really blindside people. But let's just say I think that we have a major event along the lines of extreme negativity in terms of the economy on an international basis. I mean, Roger, there is absolutely no, there are no basic fundamentals to the currency situation. And that's something, I got to tell you, man, I totally don't understand that.
We're in no man's land now because of all this overprinting of both bonds and currencies.
Yeah.
And it's been really instituted, I think, over the longer view, say decades, maybe two, three decades, since about 1982, roughly, when the stock market started out on a new rally.
Mm-hmm.
It started at that point with the freedom that all the nations, you know, primarily the U.S., they just decided that they could go ahead and they can originate bonds out of thin air.
Yeah.
In any amount they want to.
Yeah.
And the recent FOMC discussion also got the attention of a lot of people, and that brought stocks down this past week, and the bonds to some degree, because they were worried that there were some dissenters on the FOMC board. Some of them now are getting fearful that all this printing is going to create inflation, which it will. It's already underway right now, but they're afraid they're going to lose control and slide into hyperinflation. And if this bond market goes out, I've been a broken record for the last 10 years on this.
Mm-hmm.
The bond market is the controlling credit instrument for the entire world. And let's say that the long bond, if it went from 3% to 6 or 7%, that would wreck everything. They simply couldn't pay the interest. It's an impossible situation.
It's very, very interesting to me, and now I sound like a broken record, but, you know, we have been away from financial fundamentals, okay, for quite some time now, and we have some very, very powerful thinkers in our country, Dr. Ben Bernanke, for one. I mean, I don't approve of, personally, the direction that he's going in, but you got a guy who is a PhD economist. I mean, they are not stupid people. I believe that they realize that they're kicking the can down the road, but I also believe that they realize that we have two choices at this point. And I think all of the world's leaders are realizing this. One choice is kick the can down the road. The other choice is fix it. But the price for fixing it, I think, is so great, everybody's afraid to do it. You think I'm nuts?
I totally agree with that. The price for fixing it is too great. They don't have the political will or the political stamina to do it.
Right.
And the other problem that we're seeing, that I'm seeing all the time now, is that monetary policy has not been coordinated between the Congress and the states, you know, within our country.
Okay.
Which you know, issuing bills of credit and printing money, what happens is Congress is imposing all these rules and laws. And they are expensive, and the
right.
States are stuck with the bill, and they don't have the ability to print money like the government does,
yeah.
So that they're in a corner. They can't get out of it.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm in California right now with Kathy, and Jeff is joining us down here, and, you know, I have to tell you, this state is on its knees. I mean, on the surface, you know, when you look at the blue sky and the great golf courses and the huge number of cars on the freeways, you think, well, everything is just fine. But everything isn't just fine down here, and that's a very, very major problem. And that problem is going to bite people in the rear end here sooner rather than later, because I think you're going to have some turmoil. Raj, I got to tell you, I am more convinced than ever, in spite of some of the bearish commentary that's coming out right now on the gold and silver markets, and in spite of the fact that gold went down a bit this week, I am still very, very bullish on precious metals, because I think that's the only place where there's any security.
Well, I would agree with that, and despite the fact that the paper gold market has had a bad slide of late,
mm-hmm.
in the past days. That's just typical trading. It is technical. And keep in mind, there's some very big players in the gold market, like George Soros and John Paulson now,
yep.
as well as many others who are buying gold with both hands, and when they go in and make money, they sell it.
Yep.
And what happened here was they sold off and they took their profits. So the paper prices went down. But this is having less and less to do with the real price and reality, in that Asia, primarily China and India, Japan are big gold buyers.
Sure.
They are not sellers. Russia's determined to be one of the biggest gold buyers ever. And we did see a report recently that the top three are Russia, China, and Turkey. I didn't realize Turkey was so large in the purchase of gold, but they are. They are right there, and they understand. Now, that's a NATO country, too, and they've got other problems with wars with their Syrian neighbor next door.
Sure.
You know, everybody is gravitating toward gold, and I would encourage those who have beaten down stocks or have purchased physical metal at prices higher than they are today, please hang on. Don't sell at a loss right now. It's all going to come back. It will. We've been through this before. It may even take another 3 to 6 months to get squared away, but so what? If you don't sell, you're going to be a winner. I think it's going to come back.
Well, I think you're 100% right, you know, and my buddy and our colleague, Rick Ackerman, feels the same way. Rick feels that technically gold is going to trade for some time now, you know, in a range, about a $300 range between somewhere in the high 1500s on the low end and up to around 1800 on the high end. Now, I have to tell you, if Rick is correct on that, you know, I personally think that there is absolutely nothing to worry about, and this does in terms of gold and silver, gold prices we're discussing right now. It just adds fuel to the fire that people need to be have a certain amount of their assets in precious metals. Take a look at Roger's newsletter, Trader Tracks. All you have to do is go to our favorite sites section. You can get all the information you want. Roger's been doing this for quite some time right now. Agree or disagree with the man, I got to tell you, the fact of the matter is he truly gives you food for thought. Hope you've enjoyed the show this week. Don't forget to check in on our daily editorials. We got up to 6,000 people now who are viewing and listening to our editorials on a daily basis. Big number. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Be back with you in a couple days.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.